Shouldn't be dry and dead because lo hamesim tahalalka, because dead things can't give proper halal ta'kadosh baruch hu. And Rav Moshe Wolfson says, if the lulav in somebody's hand can't be dead and dried out, then kal v'chomer, the yid who's holding the lulav, he's got to be mamish as lively as can be. Let's go.
I am. La 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 la
Son tries to explain to me things according to where he understood it in kindergarten. Sometimes I say, well, you're missing something essential. So every time I speak to Rabbi Reichman, I realize that the world has a whole different perspective. So if Rabbi could give us a little perspective on the Welt, or you really need it. You need to light up the...
Yeah, Baruch Hashem, Hanukkah is the light, you know. You have to have the right, like Kaylee's, I don't know, kind of Kaylee. But Baruch Hashem, you said you saw your Rebbe's, but I saw my Rebbe's, Baruch Hashem. Rabbi Salveitchik, the Rav. And from him, he saw his Rebbe's. broader than my celebration than your Chaim. Chaim, Chaim. So, it's a big problem with Hanukkah. Which Ness are we celebrating? Everybody knows Ness of the Pach HaShemen. The oil was supposed to last one day, last 8 days. We never celebrate, Judaism, Torah doesn't celebrate Nisan. The Lion of Nisim, the whole Chumash Tanakh, full of miracles, things which happened, Chutz V'Derech HaTeva. We don't really celebrate it, let's say, by Mitzrayim. You see us Mitzrayim, we celebrate the fact that we left Mitzrayim. But we don't celebrate the fact that we're 10 plagues. We mention it, thank Hashem that there were 10 plagues, but that's not the core of the celebration. Or many miracles when Am Yisrael came into Eretz Yisrael, Yarden split, Shemesh Begivon Dome, that sun stopped in the middle of the sky, for Yeshua Ben Nun. We don't make a Yom Tov, celebrate Nisim, so Mapitom, that they have a Chag, Chanukah, the Gemara says, Aleiz and Nes Kevua, what was the Nes? You would think that the Gemara would say, like we say, Ala Nisim, we say, Chaloshim, Rabbim, Be'at Ma'atim, Kiverim, Be'at Chaloshim. A miracle that a few people were able to conquer so many, that's the Nes. But Gemara doesn't say like that. Gemara says, Aleiz and Nes Kevua, and the Pach HaShem. So I was thinking, a shot like this, we could say maybe a word, that the Menorah, if it had a miracle that burnt the oil, there's a whole big machlokes exactly how did the miracle work. Most probably, it wasn't that there was new miracle oil, because we don't know if oil, which is a miracle, and that's called Shemen Zayas. You have to have Shemen Zayas, oil which comes from an olive. So Shemen's book made a miracle that oil came from nothing. The oil burnt up and a new oil came in from no place. How's that Shemen Zayas? So anyway, there are many different shatim, but let's say the pshat that the oil burned slowly. It didn't burn the regular rate of combustion. It burnt at 1/8 the speed. So it was the same Shemen Zayas, but instead of burning out in one day, it was very slow oxidation, so it burnt out, took 8 days. They had Shemen Zayas. Okay, but why are we celebrating? The Gemara says that in general, there was one Nair every day of the Beis HaMikdash. There was a Nair called the Nair Ma'arabi, the westernmost lamp. But that, you put Shemen every night, late afternoon, the Kohen put Shemen into all the 7 lamps of the regular menorah, and with them, but this one kept on burning. It was burning more than all the other 6. And that was a Ness in the menorah, always, not just Hanukkah, always. One of the neighbors called the Nema Ravi. And the Nosin Boshem and Kimidas Chavarosel, and it burns much longer. Oh. So the Gemara says, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu make such a miracle that the Nema Ravi always burns? It's an Eidus Sheshchin Nesher of Yisrael. That this would be a sign that Hashem guards with Am Yisrael, because he makes this particular Nair burns more. So you see, man, that's a miracle. So it has to be Hashem has to be a God in the world making a miracle. And Eidus, so the God of Hanukkah was that the whole menorah, not just one Nair Maravi, was burning in a miraculous way. All of the Nairos, all 7 Nairos, became Nair Maravi. They burnt with a different rate of combustion, so they lasted. Instead of lasting one day, they all went for 8 days. So what does it mean? It's Eidus that the Shechina Sher of Yisrael, the Eidus, was like a 7-fold testimony. Instead of one lamb showing that God is with Am Yisrael, seven lambs showed that. So why was it so important? That's what we're celebrating. We're not celebrating that, okay, there's a miracle, a lot of miracles. We're not impressed with miracles. We're not impressed. Because everything's a miracle. Every minute I breathe is a miracle. If I walk around, it's a miracle. If I can see, it's a miracle. Everything's a miracle. So we have to thank Hashem for everything, every second of the day. When we daven in the morning, we say Tzuka Dezimra, we thank Hashem and Hashemayim and the Oretz, Ramim. Everything which exists is a miracle. So we always thank Hashem. So it doesn't mean okay, something extraordinary happened. Okay, but it's also a miracle. It's all the same miracles. But the chiddush of by Hanukkah was this was a special edus to show that the Shekhinah, that Hashem is with Am Yisrael. Why was it so important to show at that particular time? Because the thought is, the Yevanim, this very Nogaya to us, the Yevanim, they were science. That the original science comes from Greece. And math. So they were into logic and scientific research. So they believed only in what they could put in a test tube. You could measure it, weigh it. But anything which was beyond the five senses, which they couldn't accept. They couldn't accept something which is not physical, just a spiritual. Even their gods were physical. They said the gods live on top of the mountain. No one can go on the mountain, Mount Olympus. That's where the gods live. They couldn't imagine something which doesn't have human form. Eino guf, eino masige guf, intelligence which no one can see. It's beyond senses. They were very into people. They were very ego. Egocentric. Man and only man. People. Everything is humanity. They couldn't accept something which doesn't have a human shape, a body, a form. Even their gods were humans, sort of giants, but still humans. So that was the whole machlokes between the Yevanim and Am Yisrael. Am Yisrael, we know Chochma. They don't have to tell us that there's something called wisdom. We know Chachma better than them. we have Chachma the Torah. But we know Chachma of Agoyim Tamin, that the human beings have wisdom. But we know that there's much more to wisdom than just what meets the eye. It's much more to wisdom than what meets the eye, right? Test you, scientific research, we're masking. That is there. But there's something else, much more than that, which doesn't meet the eye, that you don't see. That is there, but you don't see it. And you have to know it, and you have to live it, and you have to be inspired by it. And this is Hashem. So that's what they didn't know. So it was very important at that time. It was a time, really, when miracles, we didn't have miracles. Bais Rishon, Sees Mitzrayim, and the first base of Mikdash was a time of miracles. So they had Nevi'im, and they were able to make miracles. Water in the river stops, and rain comes in the middle of the summer, all kinds of miracles. Rocks turn into water, things like that. But by Sheni was Derech HaTeva, was just nature. We didn't have miracles. And here these people, they're saying, it's only what meets the eye. That's reality. So in order to prove it to us, unfortunately there were a lot of Jews at the time who became Misyavnim, who bought into this foolishness of the Greek culture, the foolishness. We see nowadays that it's just like a carbon copy. All the Nebuchadnezzar, I say the word Nebuchadnezzar, I don't know if you know what it means, but it means unfortunate. Unfortunately, all the people around that we see, they don't have anything beyond what their five senses, besides drugs, sex, physical pleasures. throwing a football. That's the top that they watch football. So they have nothing beyond their five senses. They don't have anything spiritual. They have nothing uplifting. Nothing inspiring. They have no future. I can't even understand how the people can live like that. I mean, life ends when you drop dead, you go into the ground, that's it, it's over. It's over. They have no olam haba. They have no future. They have no ideals. They have no reason to live. They have no what's right and what's wrong. They don't know what's right. Every day something new is, because yesterday wrong, today is right. Today what's right, tomorrow will be wrong. Used to be they're supposed to have a family. Now you're not supposed to have a family. You're supposed to be married. Now you're not supposed to be married. You're supposed to marry the opposite sex. Now you're supposed to marry the same sex. Everything, every day, a new thing. So it's never unfortunate that they have that kind of a very finite existence. A finite existence is a dead end. Mamish. The Baruch Hashem, we have an existence which goes way beyond what you see, way beyond what you see. Therefore, you can have values, and you can live for the future, and you can have children, you have a family, and you have right values, and you have an olam haba, a world to come, and you have Eretz Yisrael. You can lose that. You can be away from Eretz Yisrael for 1,900 years, and you come back, and the land, which was dormant for 1,900 years, it was a desert, all of a sudden starts to bloom, and you have trees, and you have birds. I remember when I came to Shiloh the first time about 30 years ago, I took a while, you boys, in the summer for trips. So we came to Shiloh. I was only 3 years old. The whole yeshua. Literally, there was only one tree. The whole yeshua. The whole place was mamish barren. And a few caravans. There was no trees. You didn't hear a bird. You couldn't hear a bird chirp. There were no trees. After being in Shiloh for 15 years, there were hundreds of trees, and thousands of birds. And wake up in the morning. Birds were chirping. I said to myself, remember I came and I couldn't even see a bird. They come back because Am Yisrael comes back. It's a miracle. But because Shechinah Shor B'Yisrael, because God is with Israel. So things which people think can't be, happen. So you have the crazies, so-called ISIS. So they're killing hundreds of thousands of people. Where? In Syria. Where is Syria? 2 feet from the Golan Heights. Mamish, literally, you go to Golan Heights, you stand on a little hill, you look right on the other side, 2 feet away, Syria. There they're killing one another. But Israel, Hashem, Sheket. Why? Shechina Sharb Israel. It's the God in Israel. He protects us. That's the thing. Why? Because we have an unseen reality, which they don't have. Rachmanus, it's Nebuch. A big unfortunate thing that they don't have it. And we hope that they will one day, they'll get the message. So that's why the miracle of Hanukkah, to teach us that the Shekhinah, the Hashem is with us every second, taking care of us, is not, when you look at the reality and you see things happening, you say, well, it's just reality. No, it's an unseen hand. The unseen reality, a little bit of what, of that huge unseen reality, a little bit we see. And but this, what we see is also part of the unseen reality. So what we see in this world is Mamash Hashem is Baruch is running the show. So when we celebrate the Nes of Hanukkah, we're not celebrating, oh, there was a miracle. Oh, there are hundreds of miracles. We don't make holidays for miracles. We're not impressed with miracles. We're impressed at the Shechina Shor B'Yisrael, that the Shechina Hashem, God is with us, and He, once in a while, shows us a miracle, so we should reaffirm our faith, that we should know that what we believe is true. So once in a while, you need like a booster shot, so you get a miracle. But there's not the miracle. The miracle is, the main thing is that we see Hashem in everything that we do, and everything that we don't do, and we see and we don't see. He's all over. And always taking care of us. That's what we celebrate. So that's why a very big chiddush of Chanukah is that the Jewish home turns into a base of mikdash. When you light the menorah in Chanukah, say, Haneiros Halal Kodesh. the Harbi Bayis is astonished. The Gemara never said that. The Gemara said the opposite. The Gemara Shabbos says, "V'chine Chanukah Kedusha Yeshba." Can anyone think that it has Kedusha? It has no Kedusha. Just Muksa Machmas Mitzvah. You can't use it because it's a mitzvah. So you shouldn't take something away from a mitzvah. Like an Esrig, I shouldn't eat an Esrig because I have to keep it for the mitzvah. So Ne Chanukah, while it's burning, I have to keep the oil for the mitzvah. That's what the Gemara says. But the way we like the candles, we don't do that. We say, Haneiros Halol Kol Deshem. We don't, the minig is different than Gemara. The minig is, it's on the Masechet Sofim. Haneiros Halol Kol Deshem, we don't pass like this Gemara. We pass them like Tesefta. That the Haneiros Chanukah have a Kedusha. They do have Kedusha. Why? Because it's a little, it's a base of Migdash. The Jewish home on Chanukah turns into a base of Migdash. And the menorah, which we like, is like the menorah of a base of Migdash. Because it's mamish like the menorah of the Beis HaMikdash. What's that? Because the Jewish home has the Shechina Sherba. That's what the Gemara says. Ish v'isha, Shechina Sherba name. So, Chanukah, you want to say that the Shechina is all over. Not you think, oh, there's a Shechina in Yerushalayim. Okay, I go to Kotel Maravi, I feel something, I get inspired. I come home, it's gone to that's not a shkei. Chanukah says, what you don't see is what is there. Hashem is where you don't see. The opposite. You think that you have to see the Shechina. You have to go to the Beis HaMikdash, you have to go to the Harabayit, you have to see it. No, your home has the Shechina. Your house has the Shechina. Your house has a menorah which has the Kedusha. That's what we have to know. Unfortunately, you know, we're here stuck the whole year in the Golos. We should really be Yerushalayim Me'er Kodesh. You guys, you should really be back in Yeshiva Torah Shraga, learning with my son, Moshe Nechemya, and with Rabbi David, and Rabbi Lasky, and all the other Rabbanim there. But unfortunately, whatever the reason is, Bashamayim, there's some cheshbon, Bashamayim, why you're in Golos. You have to be Mechaper, I don't know, some Gilgul, you were some previous Gilgul, so you have to go to Golos. Okay, so in Golos, but I have to know that the Shechina Shor B'Yisrael, just because I'm living here in Amsterdam Avenue means I should be like the Goyim around here. I should go, God forbid, 42nd Street. The other night I was coming home from the base of Medrash, it was about 11:45, and I see five guys walking on Autobahn Hill 1. I said, where are we going? No worry, we're going to the subway. We'll already know where to go. I think myself, I mean, should we go to 12 o'clock at night? You want to go to the base of Medrash? I understand. You want to learn about Taliba base of Medrash? They weren't coming from the base of Medrash. They were coming from someplace else. But anyway, what do you mean going to the subway? Where are you going to go? To follow what the Goyim do? Just to follow your eyes, what you see? What about the unseen reality? That the chiddush of Chanukah is that the Shechina Shor B'Yisrael. You can be in Golos and you can have a Beis HaMikdash. That's the chiddush. To have a Beis HaMikdash in the Golos, because the Golos is just a reality that you see, but there's an unseen reality. I can be, like Nachum Breslov says, Chomachum Shni Holech, Ani Holech Be'ez Yisrael. A person can physically be here, but really, he's an Eretz Yisrael. Really. When the person says Yerushalayim Yechav Rachim Tashuv three times a day, he is supposed to see. He's supposed to see Yerushalayim. He was in Yerushalayim. When he says it, he's there. He's in Yerushalayim. And when he says Yerushalayim Yechav Rachim Tashuv, he sees. He sees the Kosel, and he's there, and he sees that down on the right side there's a Shah called Shah Ashba. And outside Shah Ashbur, he goes a little bit, a few blocks down, to something called Ir David. And he knows that Ir David is a Churbin, because it's full of the Goyim, and it's not considered part of the Shrine now, it's just like a museum. But he knows that Ir David is truly the way it says, it's where David and Melech live, that's the real Yerushalayim. So he says, Yerushalayim Yechvachim Tashu, three times a day, he's there. He's by the Kaisel, and he sees this Ir David Nebuch, which is Mamish Achorbin, and it's full of Goyim, and there's only a museum there for a few Jews at the museum. No, Mishlaim Yechav Rachmim Tashu, I want you to be there. I want you to be there, not the goyim. I want Am Yisrael, wants Hashem Yisrael to be there. And we want David and Melech and the Mashiach ben David to be there. That's what we want. So we can be in Yerushalayim, and we can have a base of Mikdash experience wherever we are physically. The physical reality is not what determines. What determines is our spiritual reality. That's the message of Hanukkah. That there's a base of Mikdash wherever you light the Hanukkah candle. It could be Amsterdam Avenue, it could be Johannesburg, wherever, Kenya. Wherever you are, you light the Hanukkah candle, you're in the base of Mikdash. And there's no Kodesh. That's the Chiddush of the Ness of Hanukkah. That we should be always in the base of Mikdash. And Baruch Hashem, we have a Zechus to be in the Yeshiva. And the Yeshiva, by definition, is a base of Mikdash. It's a Mikdash Ma'at. So we have to maximize our Yeshiva and Talmud Torah and Mitzvah experience. Anytime we have even a slight question, where should I go? I say, I go to the Beis Medrash. Have spare time? I go to the Beis Medrash. I have a question, I have some spare time, can I open up a book? Open up a Sefer. Open up a Chumash. Open up a Mishnah Berurah, Halacha, or Gemara. That's what I do, because I have to be in the Beis Mikdash all the time. And I can be in the Beis Mikdash all the time. That's the Chiddush of Hanukkah. I don't have to go to Shlaim. I can be wherever I am. I light a Hanukkah candle, and there's no Kodesh. I can be the Hanukkah candle the whole year. I can light the Ner Tumid, the Ner Maravi, every second of the day, as long as I decide to do it. So, you know, you guys, you made the decision. You were in Eretz Yisrael, you learned Baruch Hashem. You came back, you could have gone any place. You came back to the yeshiva here. So just be mischazik. Don't let anything shake you from your tremendous decision that you have been making the last few years to learn in Eretz Yisrael, to learn in the yeshiva here. Make sure that you stay focused on that decision. Be strong. Never ever give in to the Yevanim culture, this culture around us. And who knows, maybe the reason that you are in Golus is in order to show that you're not going to give in. It's not going to be, you're going to do your own Ness of Hanukkah. You're going to be the Rabbi Biyad Ma'atim and the Tmein Biyad Tahar. You're not going to, you have a spare few hours on a Sunday, you're not going to go watch the football game. You're going to the Beis Medrash for those few hours. You're going to do a mitzvah of Torah for those few hours. Or, for example, when you're davening, you're not going to daven the half-hour speed minion. Hashem Yerachem, those people never will fall in that trap. You're going to go to the Gluck, which is the 45 minion basic kavana minion. Because you want to have kavana in davening, not just, you know, be like a Chinese robot and say mantras and say words and make believe that the words help you without any kavana. You want to daven with kavana. So you can make a base of Mikdash every second. That's the main point. You don't have to necessarily be in Yerushalayim. But Baruch Hashem, you were zocha that you did it. And I give everybody here a bracha to be able to come back to Yerushalayim mamish, physically, really, and b'kav mamish. Should be zocha. But you can have the base of Mikdash. That's the message of Hanukkah. Shechina Shor Yisrael, you can have a base of Mikdash. We do have a base of Mikdash every second. As long as we do it, we put our focus to do it. So we have a bracha. The Neis Hanukkah should continue the whole year. We should be living base Mikdash Minerva lives. In our lives, in the lives of Am Yisrael, and have a Gula Shem here.
Quick thank you to Zach Katz and his wife, who set this up not only once but twice. So we get some clap for that.
Yes!
Do you have any more cousins? Just want to give a cousin.
Yeah.
For Zera Yitzchak, so I have a lot of free copies in my house because I learned with the author of it, so in case you know people who want the free copies, they just have to want it to learn it, not to put it on their shelves. Not everybody has one yet, they're sent on it. So I spoke to the Chavrusa of the Zera Yitzchak today, a guy who lives in Beit Dar, travels to Yerushalayim every day, Ari Tversky, And he told me the following story. Now, Zev Yitzchak is a guy who went to Hafter and OJ and Shayashev. His name is Meir Ashkenazi. He's going to think it's a big joke that I told the story about him. But there's a big or here. Which is, Ari Tversky said to me, did you hear what happened in Romima yesterday? And I said, no, I didn't hear. And he said, on Rehov Aliyev, right outside Meir Ashkenazi, Zev Yitzchak's building, he saw an attempted stabbing, soldier jump off the bus, killed the guy stabbing, tremendous balagan going on, and that's not an easy thing to see. He was tremendously shaken by it, by every part of the story. You know. So what did he do the next morning? Came in this morning today to the Beis Medrash, and he learned that his chavrusa the entire Seder, straight. And at the end of the Seder, he said, this chavrusa, I just want to tell you, I'm very shaken up. And he told him everything that had happened. So, the aura that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put in the world, of Vayihi aura of Maisa Bereishis, he hid in certain places. And one of the main places in the Oraisa, there's a very hidden light in there that he could have spent the whole morning searching for answers and not found any of them. It's just a horrible scene, tremendous choshech, sharoi in Yerushalayim HaKodesh. But he found the or in the Oraisa. And that's the or that's going to keep us going. Because we can't possibly understand in the middle of a from neighborhood of Yerei Shemayim, the Satan, Malach HaMavis, and all types of crazy things happening. So that's the answer. To light that Nair, which was lit in the Beis HaMikdash, and they couldn't destroy the flame. They could destroy everything else, but they couldn't destroy the flame. And that Eish could still burn very strong. So whatever we experience in our lives, it could be troubling. We have the aura of the Ner Chanukah, which could hopefully get us back into the aura of the Oraisa Bez Hashem Yisbarach. Two more to go. It's getting late.
Yeah. Yo, Yeah. Biggest shot. But yeah, whatever you want to do, text me.